Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ.
It's Thursday, July 9th.
We had a little surprise guest on the show to help me introduce everything. So let's get into this. I drove to LA over the weekend, and the drive back felt noticeably shorter. Same distance, same route, roughly the same traffic. And then last night, I drove to a movie, and the drive home felt like half the time it took to get there. I've noticed this my entire life, and I always assumed it was because you knew the route better on the way back, like your brain is on autopilot and time passes faster when you're not thinking about it. That explanation felt so obvious that I never questioned it, and it's wrong. Researchers tested it by having people take completely different routes home, and the effect still happened. The return trip felt shorter even when the road was brand new. So it's not about knowing the route. It's about something your brain is doing with expectations that you're not aware of. And once you understand the mechanism, it changes how you think about time in general. In 2011, a psychologist named Niels van den Ven in Tilburg University in the Netherlands ran a series of three experiments to figure out what was going on. In the first study, he talked to 69 people who had just taken round-trip bus rides, where the outbound and return trips were the same duration. After getting off the bus, participants rated how long the return trip felt compared to the initial trip on an 11-point scale. The return trip consistently felt shorter, and the effect was large. Across the studies, participants reported the return trip as feeling up to 22% shorter than the initial trip, even though the actual time was identical. Van den Ven tested two competing explanations. The first was familiarity. Maybe the return trip feels shorter because you've already seen the road and your brain processes familiar information faster. To test this, he had a second group of participants watch videos of someone biking a route and then biking back, with some participants watching a return trip on the same route and others watching a return trip on a completely different route. The return trip still felt shorter in both conditions. Familiarity with the specific road didn't matter. The effect happened regardless of whether the route was new or old. The second explanation, the one that the data supported, was violated expectations. People chronically underestimate how long things are going to take, a bias that psychologists Daniel Kahneman and Amos Tversky identified decades ago and called the planning fallacy. When you set out for a trip to LA, you have a vague sense of how long the drive will be, and that estimate is almost always shorter than reality. The drive takes longer than you expected, which makes the outbound trip feel like it dragged. Your brain then adjusts for the return, so you now expect the drive to be long because you just experienced it, so you mentally prepare for a longer trip. When the return trip matches reality instead of exceeding it, it feels shorter by comparison. So the return trip didn't actually go faster, your expectations just caught up with reality, and the gap between expectation and experience has closed. The most convincing piece of evidence for the expectations theory is what happens when you eliminate the expectation mismatch. In Van den Ven's third study, he told one group of participants before their trip to expect the journey to take a long time. Those participants didn't experience the return trip effect at all. The outbound trip felt normal because it had been warned it would take long, and the return trip felt about the same. When the expectation matched reality on the first leg, there was no violated expectation to create the contrast, and the illusion disappeared. That finding is what convinced me that this is about something bigger than driving. Your brain doesn't have a clock. It doesn't measure minutes and seconds the way that a stopwatch does. What it measures is the gap between what you expected and what happened. When reality exceeds your expectation, the drive took longer than you thought, time feels like it's stretching. When reality matches or falls short of your expectation, aka the drive back was about what you anticipated, time feels compressed. You're not perceiving duration, you're perceiving surprise. This is the same mechanism behind a bunch of experiences that most people just accept without examining. A boring meeting feels endless because you keep checking the time, which creates more moments of awareness that time is passing, which makes each minute register individually. A fun night out disappears because you stop monitoring time entirely, so fewer moments of time awareness get encoded into memory, and when you look back, the evening feels compressed. Your first year at a new job feels longer than your fifth, Because the first year is full of novel experiences that your brain encodes in high resolution, while the fifth year is routine that gets compressed into a blur. We covered this in the summer episode back in June. The reason that childhood summers felt infinite wasn't because they were longer. It was because everything was new and your brain was paying attention to all of it. The return effect is a small, harmless illusion that doesn't really matter in any practical sense. The drive to LA takes the same amount of time, whether it feels long or short. But the underlying mechanism, that your perception of time is driven by the gap between your expectation and experience, shows up in places that matter a lot more than a car ride. The planning fallacy, the tendency to underestimate how long things will take, affects project deadlines, construction timelines, software launches, and basically every human endeavor that involves predicting the future. The Sydney Opera House was estimated to take 4 years and cost $7 million. Instead, it took 16 years and cost $102 million. The Big Dig Highway project in Boston was budgeted at $2.6 billion and came in at over $14.6 billion. These aren't failures of engineering, they're failures of expectation. The same cognitive bias that makes the drive to LA feel longer than expected, just applied at a scale where the consequences are measured in billions of dollars instead of a mild sense of annoyance. The return trip effect also connects to something that we covered in the skills episode. The reason most people quit a new skill early is that initial experience violates their expectations. You picked up a guitar expecting to sound decent within a few sessions, but the reality is harder than you anticipated, and the gap between expectation and experience makes the early phase feel longer and more painful than it needs to. If someone had just told you that, hey, this will take 6 months before it sounds good, maybe the first few weeks wouldn't feel as discouraging because your expectations would match the experience. The return trip effect, the planning fallacy, and the reason people quit skills too early are all the same phenomenon wearing different clothes. Your brain comparing what it expected to what it got and reacting to that gap. So if something takes way longer than expected this week, here's what you should think about. The drive home really does feel shorter, and researchers measured the effect at up to 22%. The obvious explanation that you know the route better is actually wrong, because the effect happens even when you take a completely different road home. The real explanation is violated expectations. You underestimate the outgoing trip, it feels longer than expected, and then your brain adjusts by overestimating the return, so the return feels shorter by comparison. When researchers told participants to expect a long trip beforehand, the effect disappeared entirely. Your brain doesn't measure time. It measures the gap between what you expected and what happened. The same mechanism explains why boring meetings feel eternal, why fun nights vanish, why childhood summers feel infinite, and why the Sydney Opera House took 16 years instead of 4. You're not perceiving duration, you're just perceiving surprise. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.